So hello folks, boys and gals. Welcome back to another episode of the Sacred Acid Podcast, featuring your boy Sacred Acid. Today we're going to talk about the movie The Social Dilemma. But first things first, let's get into some small talk, some chat. Let's get familiar with each other. Let's warm up to each other. I'm talking like this because I have a back tooth that is currently falling out and it's making me talk weird. I'm 29 and my life is in shambles. I have ants building a fortress in my bathroom and I have a back tooth falling out. You know, I would go to the dentist, but I just like weed that much more, so I don't know what I'm gonna do. What are we gonna do? Damn. Okay. So how are you? How are you feeling? How are you feeling in the end of our world yet too? I hope you're doing all right. I hope you and yours are all safe and healthy. And if you're not, I hope you get to a place where you're all safe, happy, and healthy. I did not realize that I did realize because a couple of days ago I was just like, I have so many, like I have about 8 hours, 7 to 8 hours of recordings that I can put together for a podcast that I have not used. And they're all from last year, all starting from April of last year. That I have not used. There's like a whole storyline that happened too, with me dealing with like a difficult ass roommate and me expressing my feelings and me realizing that I did not have to like consult anybody to figure out what to do. Like the obvious thing was to do was to move, and then I moved and then I got my own place. So yeah, I was just listening to them the other day because I was like, I'll just post one of these. But today I realized that I didn't post anything yet, and then I saw the movie The Social Dilemma on Netflix, and I enjoyed it so much, and I got so excited that I decided to talk about that instead of posting old shit. But one day, probably 2 years from now, I'll post about that. So, first things first, let's just get into what The Social Dilemma is. It's an attack! It's an attack on social media. Actually, The Social Dilemma is more so attacking, or not even attacking, it's just highlighting and letting people know about the business model of social media and how dangerous it can be. So let's read a little excerpt from Wikipedia. The Social Dilemma is a 2020 American docudrama film directed by Jeff Orlowski and written by Orlowski, Davis Combe, and Vicky Curtis. It explores the rise of social media and the damage it has caused to society, focusing on its exploitation and manipulation of its users for financial gain through surveillance capitalism and data mining. It goes into depth on how social media's design is meant to nurture an addiction, manipulate its use in politics, and spread conspiracy theories such as Pizzagate and aiding groups such as Flat Earthers. The film also examines the serious issue of social media's effect on mental health, including the mental health of adolescents and rising teen suicide rates. So that's basically what the film does. It first starts out with people who have worked for companies like Google, companies like Instagram, Facebook, and the marketing department, AI department, just setting up the whole thing basically on itself, and them quitting once they realized how dangerous it is and the turn that it's taking and how people are responding to it, and it's not in a healthy way. So, yeah. Let's get into some first things first. So what is surveillance capitalism? Surveillance capitalism is an economic system centered around the commodification of personal data with the core purpose of profit making. The concept of surveillance capitalism, as described by Shoshana Zuboff, arose as advertising companies led by Google's AdWords saw the possibilities of using personal data to target consumers more precisely. So that's really what it hones in on, that kind of business model of surveillance capitalism. And I find it intriguing because a few days ago, I started this online course. I was about to say curse. I started this online course. I started this online course for e-commerce, And one of the methods to generating sales is by using Facebook ads. You look at the audience insights, you figure out what the audience likes, you build a niche, you build a store, you get profits. And the person literally says, like, you want to build your store so that people can have an emotional response to whatever you're selling, and they buy it without second guessing anything. They just go and they buy it without second guessing it or doing more research or realizing that they can buy this product cheaper somewhere else. They just go to your store. It creates an emotional response in them, aka emotional manipulation, and then they buy. So that's basically like what the social dilemma is about, like that model and how dangerous it can be, because then it can lead to, like, it went into how people who may be prone to being an anti-vaxxer or just lean toward conspiracy theories, they were, you know, since, you know, they liked pages or commented on pages that were centered around that, Facebook started suggesting them Pizzagate. And that's how Pizzagate really got around. And Pizzagate was this random pizza shop was holding a pedophile ring, and it got around, and so many people were incensed by it that one guy actually went to the pizza shop with a gun to make sure that nobody, you know, he really thought that pedophiles were in a basement that didn't even exist in the pizza shop. The pizza shop doesn't even have a basement, and people still to this day believe that the Pizzagate is a real thing, all because of how advertising works. That's the downside. People are getting these clips, these posts, they're being suggested these things that are dangerous, that are not true, and it's inciting them to do dumbass things. Just like the, the Green Bowling Massacre that never existed? So yeah, I went to their website, because when the movie first started, you know, it starts with them setting up, and all these people from all these companies, so formerly from these companies, you know, sitting down and getting ready, and I thought that was boring, like the whole breaking the fourth wall thing. We get it. I actually love, like, the behind the scenes. Whenever I was performing, doing theater or whatever, I did enjoy performing, but one thing I enjoyed the most, probably a little bit more than performing, was, like, being backstage behind the curtain with everybody else, or the prep, all the prep that it takes to put on a theater show, the camaraderie, that's what I really enjoy. And I enjoy performing as well. Like, the performing part is for the people, but for me, the enjoyment is from building a show and all the antics backstage. That's where I get most of my enjoyment from. So the whole fourth wall thing was like, ugh, we get it, we've seen it, we get it. And then I started to think, well, a lot of this I already know. I'm already, like, disengaged from social media pretty much anyway. My, like, full disengagement happened a couple of months ago, where I kind of had a falling out with a friend, and we mostly only talked through a certain medium. So that certain medium became just, let me see if I'm going to use this word right, pontificus. Oh, that's not even a word that I was trying to... What is the word that I was trying to use? You know what? I'm gonna keep it in here. It was like the priest in ancient Rome. What? So stupid! Oh, bitch, when you try to sound smart and then you catch yourself. But it was just like... I don't even know what word to use, like. But it was just like... Since we had a little falling out. And it wasn't intentional. It was just like something happened, and then you can't help how it makes you feel. That was just like the, what's the word? Oh, I'm gonna have another meltdown part two. Oh, I can edit this, but I'll never. it was just the model for everything else. Oh, my brain is gone. I can't even, but it was just like the catalyst. That's the word. It was the catalyst for me realizing that our friendship was built on expectations based on the interaction we had on social media. So I no longer wanted to have social media, so I wouldn't be fooled or be expecting more from somebody just based on the fact that we interact a lot on social media. So yeah, I wouldn't say I always knew, but after a while, after all the same apps kept coming out, or different apps with the same things kept coming out, I realized like how stupid it was. I'm like, what's the point? Like, I only get on Facebook now to talk about political shit, and maybe every few weeks. I only get on Snapchat now literally to only talk to one person, even though we both have numbers. But I guess that's like, no trail is better than having a trail. And I only get on Messenger to talk to one or two people. I'm mostly on Instagram. I'm mostly on Instagram stories just to shoot the shit, try to be funny, or highlight what I find is weird or odd about society or what's going on in our country right now. I really don't post pictures of me anymore. I find selfies, like, I always used to joke about, like, you know, there's nothing better than a good selfie, but I find selfies just to be weird now. And I find people who post a lot of selfies to be extremely weird now. Like, we all have a face. We all have a face. Our faces are nothing special. Yes, society says this face is more beautiful, and this face, you know, this face is more profitable, this face is not. But that's what society says, that just because, like, that's not what we have to believe. You know? You can be an individual and have your own thoughts. So I've been disengaging a lot, and then that whole little fallout was the catalyst, not the pontificus, but the catalyst is making me really, like, notice and realize just how much bullshit social media was, or how it could, like, gas you up in your head of thinking something that may not be the case. So, yeah, I was thinking at the movie, at the start of the movie, like, I already know this shit, but it was still interesting to watch, and they brought up things that I really didn't know. Like, Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, how many people were murdered, how many people were enticed and enticed to go after these people, all because of Facebook and all because of Facebook ads, and how they were targeted by ads on Facebook to look at certain things or look at certain conspiracy theories, because the ads are just trying to get more people to pay attention to certain stuff so they can sell people stuff. And it doesn't matter what the content of the ad is. Recently, they're trying to act like it does matter, but it doesn't matter what the content of the ad is, as long as it's reaching people, because the end goal is to sell to them. But in trying to reach people, there's a lot of negative consequences. Another thing that it made me realize was why, what's his name? What's that lizard's name who runs Facebook? Let me Google. Lizard's name that runs Facebook. Yeah, it also made me realize why Mark Zuckerberg acted the way he acted in that hearing, like, a year or two ago. And one of the things he said, which they show in the movie, you know, The Social Dilemma, was that he said, we can create AI to stop some of these things that's happening, like disinformation, when that's what AI is kind of built around. It's built around all information, whether it's disinformation or, like, real information. And AI is not going to know the truth. You're not going to put, this is what the truth is in AI. You're just going to use ads to sell to people. So whatever. Like, most recently, like, the whole Donald Trump thing is where I really see, like, somebody trying to do something with stopping a certain type of lie. But, like, these, China gets involved, Russia gets involved, countries get involved, and they muddy up the waters with these social ads, and they're using it to their advantage. You know, it's supposed to be for ads to make more money, but then again, third time saying it, it always leads to dire consequences. So yeah, so my own personal feelings, and at the start of the movie when I was watching it, I just really felt like, you know, I already know this stuff. I'm already not really interested in social media like that anyway. Like, I can delete all my pages and be fine right now. Oh, and another thing that I feel like, I'm 29. Like, if you're in my age group or you're older and you have a TikTok, I think that is the dumbest shit ever. I think that is the dumbest shit ever. Unless it's, like, for a business or, like, for profit, I think it's the dumbest shit ever to, like, be seen and to keep up with the times because everybody else is doing it. Like, you're allowing yourself to be brainwashed for what? Just to be, like, it's just the dumbest thing. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Or if you're on it to, like, see what your kids are watching, that makes sense. But just to be on it, just to keep up with the times or follow, like, it's so stupid to me. I'm never getting a TikTok. In fact, I'm never getting, like, a new social media. Like, all the accounts I have right now, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Messenger. Those are all the social medias I'm going to get. I have a Twitter, but I only use Twitter for porn. Like, those are the only social medias I'm going to get. I'm not going to get new ones. I'm not going to go on new platforms. Everybody who knows me there. Any new people, what, just have my number or just follow me on my old social media platforms. I don't care if these go defunct like MySpace. I still have my MySpace. But it's just like, ugh. But yeah, I was feeling like, well, I already know this. So, you know, it really hasn't gotten me. It hasn't manipulated me. I'm not brainwashed in any way. And then I went to their website just to get some things to talk about or to expand upon or expunge upon. It's not expunge. But just to expand upon, like if I ever ran out of things to say, or if I wanted to, you know, add on to what I am saying. And so on the socialdilemma.com website, they have something called Social Media Confessions Bingo. Are you using technology or is it using you? And so basically, I'm assuming that if you check off some things, it looks like tic-tac-toe, but it's a bingo card. And I feel like if you have a lot of yeses on the card, that means that technology is using you and you're not using it. I have 3 yeses on this card, but I'm going to read all of them. Number 1, fell into a deep virtual rabbit hole. Oh, I guess I have 4 yeses. Saw an ad for something I was just thinking about. Got into a comment war with the stranger. That's my 2nd one. Scrolled instead of sleeping, driving, or hanging with people in real life. Oh, that's my 3rd one. Signed up to take back control at thesocialdilemma.com. I guess that's what alleviates some of this, but I ain't finna do this shit. Obsessed over the perfect selfie or did it for the gram. I haven't done that. Follow people who make me feel bad or I don't even like. I actually blocked them. So I'm not that one. Posted an article without reading the whole thing. I have no qualms about being upfront and honest about this shit. In fact, the only reason that I watched Social Dilemma today is because I posted an excerpt from an article that I didn't really read full out. It was just a part that really spoke to me, and I posted it. And then a friend asked me if I watched it, and I was like, oh, well, I gotta put my money where my fucking mouth is. So yeah, I've been guilty of that, posting an article without reading the whole thing. And unfriended someone due to their stupid views. Yep, I'm 5 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm 5 out of 9 because I definitely unfriended someone and blocked their dumbasses for their stupid ass views when it comes to black people. And I ain't shamed for it. So yeah, even though I've disengaged or I realize what it is, based on this card, I'm still very much being used by technology. Now, in one way that it doesn't use me is I don't believe that my buying decisions are based off what I see on social media. So I don't believe, like, the ads work. Like, this one guy, he made a great point. He was like, Wikipedia is safe because it's the same wherever you go. What you see on Wikipedia is the same everywhere. There's no AI, there's no ads, nobody's trying to advertise to get you to buy into something or anything. It's just information. Now, they do have donations, but they're not running ads to sell you specific things. That's why the information on Wikipedia, whether it's right or wrong, I believe that it's more factual than not, because if you put something that's not real, it'll quickly change it back to what the facts are. But it's just a place for information. But if you, like, could you imagine, like, going to Wikipedia and have that be individualized to the person, like, Facebook is, or, like, Instagram is, or, like, Snap? Like, that's the thing. Not only is it based on ads generated to get you to buy into things, they're personalized. They're personalized based on how you act on social media. You know how on Facebook it asks you to give, like, your address, your occupations, your likes, the events? That's not so that people can find you and see what you like and what you're into. That's so they know how to target you. That's why that is. So it was funny that he was like, you know, Wikipedia is the way it is because it's the same everywhere because it's not individualized. It's not targeting you to sell anything. But that's why these other things aren't. Like, that's why you can search about climate change on Wikipedia and it'd be the same. But you look up climate change everywhere else and it depends on where you are in the world, where you are in your state, what your beliefs are, what you've searched before. Those are dependent upon the answers that you get. And you know what I did? He said, like, type in climate change is and the answers that you get. That's dependent upon, you know, geographic location, what you look up, what you like, all that, yada, yada, yada. So I put climate change is in the search description, and the first thing that popped up was the Wikipedia page, and it said what climate change is and what it's caused by. I don't remember what it said. I just wanted to see like what my results would be. So I took that as it meaning like this mofo can't be fooled. Because if you look at my search history, which I don't want to go to jail. If you look at my search history, besides the porn, it's just a lot of like political shit, technology shit. I just like to read and like to learn about things. But it's like on opposite ends of the spectrum. Like if I go to CNN, I'm also going to go to Fox News. Now I'm more inclined, or I'm always going to go with CNN and believe what CNN says than I would ever for Fox News. But I believe in balancing opinions. And that's another thing that somebody said in the film. Like, if you can just stand on your own facts, or you can just create your own facts, there's no need to engage with anybody, or there's no need to have anybody else's opinion. You can just go out and spew out whatever. And I agree with that. Like, we have to be able to hear all sides and accept all sides and accept a basic common reality, as they said on The Social Dilemma. So yeah, that's what it was mostly about. Just the business model and how it can affect people. Like how likes, this one guy was like, likes were meant to be positive. Like they were meant to, you know, encourage people, like if they did something good or whatever. But now it's turned into this thing where if you don't get enough likes, you're not worthy. Or if, you know, they react a certain way, it affects you emotionally. So you start to feel down and sad. And if you're not being paid attention to, or if you see somebody on social media that's moved ahead, like you broke up with somebody and they're doing all this and that, that can really mentally affect you and have you act certain ways. Like another thing, it wasn't just a documentary. There was a film to it that sort of went along with what the documentary was saying and showing people how in real life these things could affect you negatively. So there was this one dude or this one family where it was a black father. It was just a token hire because his whole family was white and nobody else looked mixed or nothing. It was just black daddy and teenage white kids and white mama. So I guess he married into the family later. But the youngest daughter was super obsessed with cell phones, super obsessed to the point where the mom had to put all the phones in one of those phone lock things where it locks all the phones up for a certain amount of time. So they could all sit down and eat dinner, and she broke it with a hammer and grabbed it and just ran upstairs. And then the dad went up, and then one daughter, they have three kids, two daughters and one son. He's the middle child, oldest is a girl, youngest is the daughter that broke the thing and ran upstairs. So the oldest is like going after the middle child, like, you need to be like, this is crazy, you need to get off your phone too. And he's like, it's not a big deal. You're like, you're making a big deal out of it. And she's like, well, if it's not a big deal, then don't use your phone for a week. And so he's like, what? And she's like, yeah, don't use it for a week. And then her mom's like, yeah, I'm with that. If you don't use your phone for a week, then I'll actually fix your screen. Like, you won't have a cracked screen. And he's like, you bet. So he puts it down. He's not going to use it for a week. But then, you know, notifications pop up. And he's still fighting it. He's still fighting it. And the one notification that got him is when it said that his ex found a new boyfriend. And that emotional manipulation, that's what got him to go back to it. And it was making it seem like they were trying anything versus these just being regular notifications just to notify you. They were trying to find a notification that would entice him to come back to social media. And that was the one. And then he was back on his phone. Didn't even wake up early enough for school. Woke up late because he was on his phone all night. Just gang stalking. So yeah. I end everything with so yeah. And I'm annoyed by it. But so yeah. So yeah. And then at the end, he ends up falling into a conspiracy theory rabbit hole. And then he ends up, there's like, I don't know if they got arrested because I was so excited to talk about it. I missed like little fragments. But for the first hour and like 15 minutes, I was in that thing. The last 15 minutes, I was just like, okay, I can talk about this, I can talk about that. But he ends up falling into this rabbit hole from my recollection, and then like being detained by the police because of whatever theory he found that he started to believe in while, you know, being back addicted to his phone. So yeah, in the end, it's like they finally say towards the end that they're not really attacking social media. It's like a utopia and a dystopia. Like, you can, If you needed to go somewhere, you can order a car and it can be there within minutes, and then you can go to where you want to go, which is good. But it's this disinformation, these people using these tools to lie to people on purpose, to push these conspiracy theories, which enrage people, which incite people, which has cost people their lives all over the world. That's the downside, and that's what needs to stop. But how do we stop it? And so they have some ways that we can stop it if we choose to, and this is just their opinion. It's not saying that you have to do this, and if you don't do this, blah, 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 blah. So we're going to go over some of the ways, like, how you can stop it. Well, let's go over the facts first. Fast facts, teens use entertainment screen media for an average of nearly 7.9 hours a day, not including the time they spend using screens for school or work. Meaning, they're constantly getting, based on what they like, based on what they comment on, they're constantly getting ads, they're constantly being fed all this info. Some of it's real, some of it's not. They're constantly being fed these things to get an emotional response and a reaction out of them that kind of guides and controls how they're going to think and move then and in the future. As teens' time on social media specifically has gone up, so have their depression rates. One study found that between 2009 and 2017, rates of depression among kids ages 14 to 17 increased by more than 60%, and that's the Journal of Abnormal Psychology in 2019. 80% of students mistake sponsored content ads for legitimate news. NPR, Stanford, 2016. Those are just some fast facts, and this is from the social media... the social dilemma discussion and action guide PDF that I downloaded. I was really excited. I mean, I feel like this podcast about is a little sloppy, but I was really excited. So, I know I saw it. I gotta find it. Oh, I really want to say, there was this one lady, she had blue hair, blue eyes. She was an older white woman. Beautiful. Gorgeous. Taken away. I was like, what are you saying? What's the intelligence that's spewing out of your mouth that I can't pay attention to because you're so cute to me? So these are some, we just read some fast facts about how social media has affected teens. And these are some countermeasures that everybody could take. So it says, as the credits roll, the interviewees recommended taking the following countermeasures to protect oneself against social media. Turn off notifications or reduce the number of notifications you receive. Mm-hmm. Uninstall social media and news apps that are wasting time. Check for both. Use a search engine that doesn't store search history like Quant. Quant is a French search engine, I think based in Paris, and they don't use any tools to collect data from you to see what you're searching for. And that's what data mining is. It's like taking all your info and personalizing it to you so they know how to target you. Use browser extensions to block recommendations. Check for that one. I need to find a search engine. I don't know about that one. Fact check before sharing, liking, or commenting when the information looks surprising. Yeah, you got to read a couple of, you got to be like, wait, what does this source say? Or wait, what does this source say? And you know, I recently did that with the COVID-19 vaccine and these new variants. And it's funny how articles have Dr. Fauci on one hand saying that the vaccine should protect against this new strain. And then in other article, I can't talk right now. In other articles, it has Dr. Fauci saying that... has other articles saying that Dr. Fauci is saying that the vaccine might not hold up against the new variants. So it's kind of that one, fact checking before sharing, liking, or commenting when the information looks surprising. Maybe that's even on me because of data mining and ad personalization and the fact that I read conflicting things all the time just to get a better sense of everything. Even though I myself have my own opinion about it, I'm going to read everything about it just to see what everybody's saying. So maybe that's on me. But you sometimes get conflicting things with the information. You don't know what's real or what's true anyway. Obtain sources of information with different perspectives, including sources one might disagree with. Check, 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 check on that one. Do not give devices to children. No screen time. I'm not a parent, but I totally agree. Children need to be outside and playing. Actually, the apartments where I live at, I don't know if it's due to, like, eco-socioeconomic status. Like, if these people have money or they don't have money, but a lot of kids out here, they do play, and it's annoying to hear them scream and run all the time, but hey, it's good that they're actually outside and playing instead of being on the phone in their houses all day, never seeing sunlight. Never accept recommended video on YouTube, Facebook, or anywhere. I never thought about that. Never accept recommended video on YouTube, Facebook, or anywhere. That way they can't personalize what to give to you. I'm assuming that's why that says that. That's good. I'm gonna do that. Try to avoid any clickbait material. I already do that. One thing that pisses me off, really pisses me off about clickbait material is when people use their traumatic situations for clickbait. That pisses me off to no end. Like, you want to be looked at so bad that you're gonna pimp out your traumatic story for people to watch it. And what makes it invalid, yeah, you probably are trying to help people or trying to warn people or trying to educate people, but what makes it so invalid to me is the clickbait thumbnail. That's what, like, people who Photoshop scars on them or Photoshop tears on them, and then the title, like, that's just such a cheap form of obvious manipulation, emotional manipulation, that I don't even respect what you gotta say. I mean, what happened to you was horrible, but that, like, cheesy, cheap, grade F. Like, I want to be manipulated without knowing I'm being manipulated. Okay. Thanks to the social dilemma, now I'm always going, no. But, I can't stand that. That pisses me off to no end. Keep devices out of the bedroom after a certain time. I agree with that. I think the one thing that, I know the one thing that's in my mind, and it's probably in a lot of minds, and it's the reason why I still have certain social media apps, is to communicate with people. It's like out of the fear that if something happens, I'm not gonna know. So that's one thing that I can say, or I can see, like, something happens to your mom at 3 a.m., but you have a strict no device policy in your bedroom, or no devices after a certain time, and you don't find out until you're getting ready for work at 8, and then your parents dead and gone already because something happened at 3 a.m., like, how horrible would you feel? So, there goes that emotional manipulation, maybe, or that emotional response to why you would keep your devices on you, but still, all of this is just trying to help you disengage from something that's controlling you and manipulating you in a certain way that you may not know. Somebody's trying to call me in the middle. Scam like me. I get text messages, I get emails, I get calls every day from scam people. Every single day. And it has picked up significantly since the start of COVID. And it's disgusting. Like, ugh. And then the last one is, do not allow social media use until children reach high school. Oh, absolutely agree. Why does a 10-year-old need an Instagram? Why does your baby need an Instagram? I don't care if you're a famous celebrity. Why does your baby need a fucking Instagram, bitch? Like, so stupid. It's so stupid. So yeah, I recommend going to watch The Social Media Dilemma. Even if you have a good idea of what it is about, it still could help you. It still could highlight some things that you may not have realized or may not have known, like me with Myanmar. I did not know about anything about that. But yeah, they go into a little bit of detail. And then it just really reiterated or made me realize why Mark Zuckerberg acted the way he acted at that hearing. Because he knows. If anybody knows, it's the people at the head of these companies. They know what data research, what data mining, what ad personalization, what it has done, how the disinfo has affected millions of lives. They know what it does, but it doesn't matter because they're making profits off of it. So it makes sense why he was acting the way he was acting. If you're somebody who can't get off your phone or is constantly on your phone or constantly on social media, definitely recommend it for you. Definitely recommend it for you and your kids to watch. And then I definitely recommend that you start or at least try to take time off your phone. I mean, if you're running a business or if you have to do it for legitimate reasons, yeah, I get it. It's the new age, that's kind of like a requirement, but at the same time, like, I just feel like if we can get 100 million people to not be on their phones for 1 month, that would disrupt that industry in such a big way. It would kind of be funny. Like, it would disrupt it in such, they would not know what the fuck to do. Like, I feel like it would, the whole business model that the people who made the movie and the people who are in the movie want gone, I feel like that would be the start of making it go away, because it would disrupt how users use their phone. If 100 million people stopped using it for 1 month, all social media for 1 month, could you imagine? Could you imagine? So yeah, I definitely recommend going to watch The Social Dilemma. It was a great watch. I will say it's kind of funny how they were saying that these companies, these social media companies, which I've been calling social meds for years, because it's medication, that's what it is. It's self-soothing, it's impulsive, it makes you feel good when you feel bad, or it makes you feel bad when you're feeling alright. So it's just medication, social meds. So they were saying how these social meds were manipulating people emotionally through, you know, finding out about how, what they like, what they don't like, what they're going to engage in, what they're probably going to do. And, you know, using that to their advantage, the companies to their advantage, by posting things to make them feel a certain type of way, to get a response from them, to buy into whatever. And that's exactly what this movie did, because it wasn't just like a documentary or just interviewing people. It was also a movie highlighting and, again, showing people how people would react in real life and how it could turn out. And that's sort of emotional manipulation as well to viewers, to get them to really understand and see what they're talking about. Even the musical scores, all of that's emotional manipulation as well, but it's emotionally manipulating people to think to do better for themselves. So I think, I don't know whether emotional manipulation is good or bad, because we all do it. It's just something we all do. We do it at work, we do it with our loved ones. You know, if you want something or if you need something, you know, the best way to say it is, if you don't even feel like being nice, the best way to say it is the nice way, or to say it, or to offer them something you know they're going to go for, you know they're going to like. So it was kind of funny for them to call social media out as a whole on emotional manipulation, but that's kind of what this movie was doing, but they had two different reasons and purposes for doing it. But yes, The Social Dilemma, I said it in The Social, the medias of the socials. The Social Dilemma is out on Netflix, and I suggest you go ahead and give it a watch, and then throw your damn phone away. Burn that bitch. Alright? Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Make smart choices. Make your own choices. Have your own mind. Don't buy something because you just saw it. Buy it because you really want to buy it. I don't know. Be well. And this is another Say Kid Offset podcast. I don't know if I should get this tooth pulled, because this is the most I've talked. And that tooth was just a snaggling and a raggling in the back of my mouth. All right, bye.